Welcome, welcome everyone to Unstoppable with Love, Lauren radio show, where we ditch the pleasantries and go deep into all things love, twin flames, divine feminine and divine masculine energies, co-creation, sacred sexuality, childbirthing practices, raising children, and creating a space of love in the new earth. Woo! I am so excited to be here. Thank you for joining me. This is my first time doing a radio show, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. What a great day so far today. How's everybody doing today? So I have termed, so Saturdays are now Q day. It's Q days or the sixth coffee day. And you know who you are. Wink, wink. So I mentioned Q. If you've never heard of Q and wondering who in the world I'm talking about, I would recommend hopping on over to forthepeople.space and check it out. It's some pretty amazing information on that website. It's pretty much everything you need. Thank you, Asha. Okay, so I'm going to tell somebody, this is my first show. And I figured for my first show, I would tell my awakening story. And why I decided to start a radio show in the first place. I will say this, thank you, Robin and Sunshine, Whiplash Talks, Q. Y'all inspired me to start this show. So thank you. Thank you for being who you are. And I love you. I realize, so, okay, my reasons for doing the show. So this is a healing part of my journey. I love to inspire others. I love to empower others. I love to lift people up and elevate. And if I can do that by sharing my story, I love it. It's a win-win. So as far as the healing part of my journey, this show is going to help me heal that part of me that just felt like I was never good enough. I didn't measure up. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't, you know, this, that enough. And I know that my voice is my powerhouse. And I'm going to use my voice to speak from my heart, to speak from my spirit, and just be me, be authentically me. I was in visiting a friend in Texas a couple weeks ago, and we were on a walk, and we were walking past a field with some cows. And she told me, she said, "Lauren, did you know during a storm, the cows, they run away from the storm?" No offense to the cows. We love the animals, right? She said, "But the bison, they run through the storm. They run right through that sucker. They take it, they face it head on." And I said to myself, I said, I have to be the bison. I've got to run through that storm of getting out of my own way. And so that is one of my reasons why I'm doing this show. The second reason is that I am so passionate about these topics, the love, the divine masculine. I love the men. Men, we love you. And I'm going to give you a space to share your hearts. Divine feminine energies, ladies. I just love people. Co-creation, sacred sexuality. You know, what's it going to be like in our new earth that we're creating right now? And we're going to be creating it from love. So if we're going to be creating it from love, then let's talk about it. Let's be it. And ultimately, I wanted to have a space to discuss these topics, and just share our ideas around these topics. At this space and time right now, there's no time, but you know what I mean. We are turning on these conscious gateways. We are getting our knowledge through our hearts. And so, as Q says, we sift and we sort and we drop down in our heart. And so, I don't have all the answers. I will tell you right now, I'm remembering. I know that I worked with Mermaid. I've been with Mermaid in this area, and these I know it. And it's coming online for me. It's coming through. So I just wanted a place to share and have guest speakers on, have a round table style discussion, and let's just talk about it. Ultimately, I want to experience it. I mean, don't we all just love to feel loved and be loved, and we are love. I say I am an unstoppable force of love. And guess what? Every single one of you listening, and all of us are. We are all, love is unstoppable. You can't stop it. And it's so powerful. That's my superpower, is love. Okay, so with all that said, I'm not saying this journey has been easy. We all have our own story. Our trials, our struggles, what we had to deal with here. But, we fall, we get smacked around a little bit, but we get back up and we dust ourselves off and we keep going. And as Lucia Nicola Evans reminded me and, assured me that this is the warrior spirit and we're all doing it. So, with that being said, I am going to dedicate my first show to Q and Mermaid and Asha, the PRQ team, Creation Lightship, Ron Amatron, and all the individuals who have risked their lives and are doing it now to keep us safe and to help us on this journey. The Trumps, Donald and Melania, I love you. The Trump family, there's so many others that I may never meet, but just know that I love you. My soul family, you know who you are, and I'm sure there's some that I haven't met yet. I was looking for you my whole life and wondering where you all were, and we're here. We're doing it, guys. We're doing it. And of course, Lucia Nicola Evans. Oh my gosh, I've been working with her for several months now, and game changer. I will say I'm the MVP of healers. So I have worked with many healers. Each one had value and helped me where I was at that time in my life. And it was perfect for that time. And it seemed like when I would dig deeper and want to learn more about myself, I would, I'd be like, oh, I know there's more. Who can help me with this? And so it's like they pass the baton to the next person. And I will say with Lucia, she taught me how to connect to my spirit and learn who I am. And I can't thank you enough, Lucia. I love you. And of course, my family. I have an amazing family who's been there with me through thick and thin and loved me unconditionally. And of course, Don at BBS. Thank you, Don. Wow, without you, like, this is so awesome. Okay, so let's get started. All right. Y'all know I made some show notes, but you know what? I mean, this is going to be spirit-led, right? We're leading from our spirit. So I got some notes here just to keep me on track. But this is like having a conversation around around the campfire, doing some s'mores, or just hanging out, just chatting. So I want it to be very relaxed and fun. This is going to be fun. Okay, so I realize this is the past. However, I do feel that there is value in sharing the past because it helps people to relate. I can't relate to somebody in the ivory tower, right? I can't. So it's people who've shared their journey, and I listened and I learned, and I'm like, wow, oh my gosh, look what they did, and they got it, they're doing it. So that's why I share it. I'm just going to share it this one time because we're in the present and we're creating our new earth every moment. Okay, so I'm going to start out with, you know, I had a very pretty normal childhood. I am very blessed to have loving parents. They taught me unconditional love. They just love me no matter what. And they're always there for me. Pick me up if I fell. They're always there. They showed me what love is. My parents have been married for a long time, and they're still in love with each other. It's just amazing. Like, I see the love that they have for each other. And I had that model growing up, and I'm just so blessed because I realized that some people didn't. So moving right along, I had a pretty normal childhood, happy. After going back and kind of doing the, you know, looking back at my life, I'm like, where did some of these things start? So when I was 7 or 8 years old, you know, I was going along, happy kid in school, doing the usual stuff. And I was told that I had a learning disability with math. No one told me I was different until they did. I thought I was normal. And then once it was a wound. I mean, it crushed me. I spent years being so embarrassed and ashamed of that label that was, you know, put on me by our lovely Matrix Education Brainwashing Program facilities. Sorry. But, you know, now that I know what that's all about, this really affected my self-worth, my self-esteem. Am I good enough? I had to leave another room and go to a different room to learn while all the other kids got to stay in the room where the normal, like it was normal there, right? So, you know, that was a wound for me. So I'm very passionate about giving individuals a platform who are passionate about education in the new earth. And how it's going to be different. No child should ever have to go through what I went through because of that diagnosis. Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Well, okay, sure. Let's do it. Let's do it. I would love to. Okay, Angela.
Lauren.
It's oh, hey, Angela girl.
In Charleston, South Carolina.
Woo!
And I missed part of what you were saying, but I'm so excited for you. I can't stand it. You just inspired me to make my first phone call into a radio show.
So glad you did.
Exciting. Yes, it is. And I missed part of what you were saying, but I heard it's about the last piece I heard was an education journey you were talking about, which is my passion.
You're in the right place. So.
I'm just so proud of you. And whatever it was about, it led you to today.
That's right. Exactly. So, like I said, if I can use my life to inspire others, I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah. And you know I've been watching you and your journey and everything that you've done to be brave and step forward, and it's made me be the same. I mean, I have really found you to be my teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Angela.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to call and say thank you.
I'm so glad you did. And anybody else that wants to call in, I just love it. Angela, this
I
is
know. I
great.
just want to interrupt your flow because you were just doing so great, and I'm just so happy you're here today. I will get off and let others listen to you because you're amazing. But keep going. Do it. You're amazing. Your love is just popping through here. It's just, it's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
So
thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
taking
Angela.
My call. Thanks.
All right.
I'll call another time.
Keep shining that light in Charleston.
Okay. All right.
All right. Love you, girl.
Bye. Bye. Love you, too.
Bye. Okay. Oh, my gosh. That was pretty cool. All right. Thank you, Angela. Okay. All right. Let's see. Where were we? So I tried for a long time to fit in, and it just wasn't working. It was exhausting. I graduated from high school. I was, 18. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I'm supposed to know everything I want to do when I'm 18 years old. Really? No. That's just no. You don't even know who you are. You haven't even seen what all's out there. Well, I picked nursing school. And, I did that for 10 years at the bedside. I had an injury where I had to stop, working as a nurse. And I did some administrative type work. I tried graduate school twice, and that just wasn't for me. I come from the school of the hard knocks. I can do the whole academia thing. I'm not knocking the people who love it. I'm not knocking the educators. It's just, I learn by doing. So, like I said, I come from the school of the hard knocks. I get my hands dirty and I get in there and I do it. So after leaving the hospital, I transitioned to the work at home role for 10 years. And this really allowed me to focus on me. I was really good at taking care of everybody else, but not so good at taking care of myself. The only way that I could survive working at home on a computer all day, typing up stuff, was listening to podcasts, YouTube, you name it. I listened. And I remember at this point, I was asking my dad, I'm like, okay, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, I get 2 days off to try to recover and have some semblance of a life. Is this it? He said, yeah. He said, it's golden handcuffs. So that's the golden handcuffs and Groundhog Day moment for me. I was like, oh gosh, there's just no way. It looks like we have another caller, Bo. Are you still here, Bo from Idaho? I'd love to chat.
Lauren.
Hey!
Hey, girl!
Hey, girl!
I just have to tell you, after Angela called, I'm calling. I didn't know we could. But I just want to tell you how freaking proud I am of you and how courageous you are. And, girl, you're a natural. You've got this sewn up in the bucket and all of the other good things. I love you so much, little sister. I love you.
I love
and
you
I,
too.
And you know
Bo.
What? That thing about the thing that you were talking about being diagnosed as having a learning disability. I didn't have that, but my second husband was sure that my daughter had a learning disability. So we had to have her tested and all of the things, which I know you know about. And they told her she had a learning disability. She's one of the brightest people I know. I just say that people have a different way of doing things. And girl, look at you now. You are a shining star, and I'm so proud of you. I love you so much.
Thank you, Bo. I love you too.
That's all I wanted to say. I'll let you get back to your story. Just know that there's so many people here that love you and support you. And I know you know that because you've got a big family.
I do. I'm a lucky girl. I'm a really lucky girl. I love you, Bo. Thank you.
I love you too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bo taught me how to do sourdough bread. Bo is got the homesteading going on. Bo taught me about nature too. She taught me how to connect with nature. I love you, Bo. Okay. Thank you for calling in. So, okay, let's get to the real juicy stuff. 2015. I'm at home working from home. So my awakening journey. Oh, yeah, hold on one second here. Okay, so I started working from home. And I did that for I did that. So 2015, I started on the political awakening journey. So Q, I remember Q saying, yeah, about your 30s, that's when the things start, the implants, all that stuff starts wearing off. He's right. About my mid-30s started this. I just started questioning things. And my introduction to the political awakening was with 9/11. I'll try that one on. So I had a girlfriend who she started me on the political awakening, and I was listening to all the truthers, the alt media, YouTube, you name it. I went down the rabbit hole. I was just thirsty for that knowledge. I wanted to know. I remember being in my bedroom one day and looking up at the ceiling and just yelling, "I want to know the truth." And boy, did I get it with the fire hose. 2018 is when my spiritual awakening started. I was raised going to church, Sunday school. I was raised Baptist. I did, women's Bible study. I mean, there I was faithfully with the highlighter and the pen going through my Bible, doing Bible study homework, all that stuff. And, I'll tell you this, going to church, just like Sunshine said last week and Mermaid said, there are beautiful, beautiful people in church with so much love and light, and they really, like, their hearts are pure. But, just like Sunshine said, it's just slightly askew as far as the teaching. And you read the Bible and that's it, right? It's you don't question anything. So I did that whole thing, and I did that for several years. But I would go to church, and I'm like, this is like rainbows and lollipops. There's no depth to it anymore. And I'm not knocking the beautiful pastors who are, preaching. I'm not knocking anybody. It's just for me, it wasn't working anymore. And the Bible does not, no one mentions anything about source or what source is, whose source it, nobody tell, it's all, get saved, you need a savior, everything outside of you, right? And you're gonna go to hell if you don't get saved. Well, guess what, folks? We're in hell, but we're making it better. We're creating our new earth right now. Take a look around you. Where that's hell. I did that. I did that for many years. I remember going to a counselor, a Christian counselor, lovely, lovely, lovely person. And I remember asking her, I was like, well, what if I don't like God's will for my life? What if I don't like it? She's like, well, there's not much you can do about it. That's just what it is. And I'm like, that's not going to work for me. And, each event propelled me. It was a catalyst to get to the next place that I was meant to be. So I ended up, I even tried going to different churches, different denominations. Okay, well, we'll try this and we'll try this. Maybe it'll be better here. It was the same. It was the same band, different song. Okay, so I stopped going to church when they pointed a thermometer at my forehead during the old bioweapon release fiasco before I could go in to church. And I said, yeah, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. Okay. So the next thing that happened was I had some medical health issues going on. And I know what it is now. It was just my body was not liking what was going on, and it was manifesting itself physically. I found a healing ministry in Georgia, and I was willing to do anything that I could to make my life better than what it was. And I did this program, beautiful people, but again, it just wasn't It just something, there was something more. And it was the, and I mean, some of the things that they taught were, you know, they were pretty good, but again, it just, you know, it just, it wasn't lasting. I remember, met a beautiful person, through a mutual friend who did this same program, this ministry, healing ministry. And she's the first person who said to me, "Lauren, you are the God of your reality. You are the goddess of your reality, your source." And I was like, huh. At first I was a little triggered because the church would say, "Oh, that's blasphemy. Oh, you're going to hell." Mm-hmm. It took me a couple years, or maybe 1 or 2 years, I'd say. I don't remember exactly. Of really sitting with that and allowing it to be and really accepting it as truth. Oh, and then I went down the YouTube, you know, YouTube University, you know, all the create your own reality, you know, and it's all mind energy stuff, right? But I didn't know. It's my journey. And you know, and now that I sit there and you know, go back and reminisce of all, you know, how it all happened, it was perfect for me. Everybody is on their own journey, and what they're going through is perfect for them at that time. Might not be pleasant, but it was the breadcrumbs that I left. Just like Mermaid says, the breadcrumbs that we leave ourselves to find our way back home to source, to our hearts. Gosh, what was I saying? Oh, that's okay. Well, after I started, you know, I was playing around with that a little bit, and it did, you know, it did yield some results, but it wasn't lasting, and it was mind energy. It was that, it was just constant. There wasn't any peace with it. I did find a church on the online church in Colorado who actually taught co-creation. You know, they mentioned works by many people that I'm sure, you know, Joe Dispenza, all these people that, you know, it did help me. It did help me. I had no idea that I created my own reality. I thought, you know, I was really good at the victim. Oh, woe is me. You know, my life sucks. You know, and it's just the truth. I spent many years in that world. And I hated my life. I hated my life. I remember I was like, I've got to get out of here. This place is awful. I don't like it here. And, you know, it's like, once you realize that the game is rigged and that, okay, well, you know, they got you in the education system, they got you in the finance system, they got you in a mortgage, they got you, you know, on the hamster wheel. You're like, well, crap, how am I going to get out of this? Oh, man, they really got me in a situation. And so I spent years just kind of in stagnation, like, what am I going to do? And finally, it all fell into place, I'll say that. 2019, that's when I learned about, you know, the, I hate to say the word, but the RV and humanitarian projects. I didn't know anything about it. And then 2022 led me to Q. And I've been with them ever since. Q and Mermaid and the team. I've been with you guys ever since, and I love you. I got the courage to call in to the Q show this April, and I was in my matrix job. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't do this job anymore. My body is just screaming at me. I can't do it. So I called in and, you know, shared my tale of woe with Q, and I was really nervous, guys. But I'm going to tell you what, when he said, you know, why don't you just, you know, he gave me suggestions on what to do. I did it. Yes, I did. And I said, I knew at that moment, there's no going back. You cannot go back after this. And I couldn't. It's just, I didn't want to. It was a huge leap of faith. It was scary. I'm not going to lie. It was really scary. But it's the best decision I ever made in my life. I'm so glad that I trusted myself enough and believed in myself enough to take that jump and to do it. I had many people around me that were like, oh, you left, you resigned. Okay. All right. What are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'm just going to sit and be. Sit and be. Does anybody ever really get a chance to do that? I know I didn't. And I never got married. I didn't have any children except for my fur babies. I cannot imagine doing this while having a family. Ladies, the divine feminine, the mamas out there who were the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, they were juggling 10 plates in the air, you know, cooking dinner, going to work, you know, whatever, you know, not just the women cooking dinner. Men do too. But my point is that keeping all the plates spinning out at the same time, and then like I'm in awe. I don't know how you do it, but I guess you just figure it out. I know for me, it took a village. It took an army for me to get where I am right now. So I guess I knew before I came in here that just wasn't going to be it this time for me. But I will say my dogs have taught me a lot about being a mommy, even if they are little fur children. I love them. So no one teaches you how to be creative, at least not for me. No one teaches you how to be a leader and lead from your heart. It's just grind, work, hamster wheel, rinse and repeat. Go to work, work, come home, eat, bathe. You know, for me, I was by myself, you know, go to bed. I remember thinking the best time of the day is when I can go to sleep. Isn't that awful? I did. I remember that. I'd wake up and do it all over again. I'm sure we all did. But I will say, I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm getting stronger. I'm learning to be authentic to who I am. I'm learning how to love myself for me. And, you know, no one teaches you this stuff. So it is a very, it's a humbling experience. It's an empowering experience. And I'm just so grateful for the people around me who've helped me. I will say when I resigned from my job, and, you know, I'm very grateful for what I was able, you know, for what I was able to learn doing that job. Cause everything that we go through, we may not feel it at the time, but it serves a purpose. When I left my job, I remember I'd get up in the morning. I didn't set an alarm clock. I hate clocks. In fact, there was a time when I covered up my clocks with plumbing, that black plumber's tape. I remember my dad walking in. He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "It's an experiment." Been a lot of experiments going on here in this house. But I would sit in stillness. I would get up in the morning, no judgment of what time I woke up. And I would sit in the chair. I'd have coffee. I'd look at the birds. I would just be. I would journal. I would do my commands. And I would sit in the uncomfortable. Nobody likes sitting in the uncomfortable. It's not very fun. You sit with yourself, you observe yourself, and then the thoughts come in. thoughts, that subconscious mind, that computer program running in that Rolodex in your brain, bringing all the past events that you've experienced. What are you doing? You idiot. Why are you doing this? What have you just done? What have you done? No one likes to sit in these, in this uncomfortable space. Usually, well, the system keeps us busy, so we can't sit in this uncomfortable space. On the hamster wheel. And then if you do have the time to sit in this space, you don't like it and you run for your addiction, you know, pick your addiction of the day, booze, drugs, relationships, you know, you pick, there's a plethora of them. But when you can sit with yourself and you can observe the thoughts, Lucia taught me this, and you just let them to be, you let them show up, and you look them straight in the eye. Okay, fear, you're here today. How do you want to play today, fear? I'm going to allow the space to feel this. And then it magically would just disappear. It's just like I transmuted it. It wasn't easy. It still isn't easy. There's days when I wake up and, you know, it's not so hot. In fact, there were days when I would wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I would turn on Bob Marley. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. That's right. I listened to some Q and Mermaid songs. I would listen to that song. I'm pretty sure Q mentioned that he was in that the band. I forgot the name of it. I would listen to that song. I forgot the name of it. Doesn't matter. But I was talking to Q and Mermaid the whole time, my spirit. And you know, cry. I just, the point is that I kept going, doing the shadow work. I was going in the cave, looking at myself in the mirror, doing the work. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but I'm doing it. We're doing it. And it's going to be so amazing. It's going to be so amazing. I learned how to self-regulate the emotions. I learned how to be alone. You know what? I always searched for things outside of myself, relationships, you know, when the whole time I needed to fall in love with myself. I needed to fall in love with myself. And being alone has been a gift, because now I know who I am. And she's getting stronger and stronger each day. Oh my gosh, we have Kevin. We have Kevin calling in. Oh, my brother Kevin from Florida. Yes, I would love to talk to you.
Hey, Lauren.
Kevin!
Hey! How are you doing, sis?
Oh, I'm great. This is great. I'm having a great time.
Yes, you are. So am I. I'm having a great time listening to you. I wanted to be one of the first as far as the masculine energy to call in and congratulate you on your radio show and just say, just to say how proud I am to know you and I'm just so proud that you are very, very valiant and you just went for it. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be kind of a public figure, if you will. And so I just wanted to call and say I'm very proud of you, and I can't wait to listen to your program more and more. And you're doing such a great job, I can't wait for perhaps later on in the future to maybe call in and share some of my masculine opinions about certain subjects and things like that. So I just wanted to call in and say I'm proud of you, sis.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. That means so much to me. I love you so much. And oh my gosh, your support. It's just awesome. Yeah. And yes, we're going to do our Divine Masculine Roundtable, and I want to hear them. I want to hear from the men. So I want to create a safe place for the men to share their hearts. And yes,
that would be wonderful, because I think the men would really like to share their hearts and their opinions on certain subjects, especially on love, sexuality, relationships, romance, all kinds of those stuff, especially perhaps how we might view them for the new world, the new earth. So I look forward to it.
Yummy
being very
stuff.
Exciting. Yeah, yummy stuff. You bet.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Kevin. I love you.
I love you too, sis. Thank you so much. And great show, kiddo. Keep on going. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Oh, gosh. I love Kevin. Kevin's got some great harmonics. Now, I wonder, Q and Mermaid were talking about, they drop little things here and there about twin flames, which I'm like, yes, please keep going. Q says, are we ready to pretty much learn that we're, experiencing life in multiple bodies? Yes, Q, we are ready. I know of a couple that I'm doing it with now. But, does that mean we have multiple twin flames? I don't know. I don't know. I think that's, I can't wait to hear about that. Anyways, yeah, that's, this is basically my story, my awakening journey, and where I'm at now. And each day I'm getting stronger, and we all are. And I asked myself, how are we going to do this? I mean, knowing the information that Q has shared with us, it's like, how am I going to do this? How are we going to do this? Well, we're going to do it. We're going to be it. We're going to be it. We're doing it. And we're going to be the way showers. And hopefully this will inspire others, empower others that they can do the same. And I'm all about elevating, uniting. I don't care how many people are talking about the topics, as long as we can get the word out and it's received, I think it's a win-win. And I'm going to end the show with this. I'm not all for reading stuff. I know we can all read, but I'm going to end this show with something that I heard the other day by a gentleman named Alan Watts. I'm sure y'all know who Alan Watts is. And it just really was so poignant, the message. And he just worded it in such a way that really spoke to me. And I want to share it. I'm not going to share the whole thing. I'll just share a little bit of it. I hope y'all have enjoyed the first show. I will say that I plan on having, like Kevin said, Divine Masculine Roundtables to hear from the men, same Divine Feminine Roundtables. We're going to talk about relationships. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard about Anastasia, the book series, life-changing. I mean, just wow. And how we're just going to create a space of love. And it starts with the kiddos. It starts with the kids. It's going to be so awesome. So I'm just going to read a few lines of this, and then we will end. It's titled, A Woman Who Walks Alone. There is a woman who walks alone, not because she cannot find company or afraid, but because she knows that walking alone is how she comes to understand herself and the world around her. This woman does not flee from solitude, yet she embraces it, seeing it as a sacred space where her mind can roam freely without the pressures and performances that society expects. The woman who walks alone does not walk in loneliness. She understands that as alone is not a state of lack, but a state of being. And we know that as dropping into our hearts and peace energy. She is in harmony with herself. And in this aloneness, she finds strength. Alone, She does not wait for approval, nor does she seek to be anything than what she is. She walks freely, and in her steps, you can hear the quiet confidence of someone who has come to terms with both her light and her shadows. In our world, we often shy away from solitude. We distract ourselves with endless activity, fearing what we might find if we sit in silence for too long. We look to others to reflect back our worth, hoping they will give us a sense of who we are. But the woman who walks alone knows that true fulfillment cannot be given. It can only be found within. She has walked the path of introspection, braved the depths of her own mind, and emerged with an unshakable sense of self. You see, the beauty of walking alone is that it's a journey of self-discovery. And we know this is a journey back to self. It's back to home. It's back to source. It's back to our hearts. It's back to peace. And with that, I would love to take a call from John in Canada on line two. Hey, John. Hey, brother John.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you, John?
What a great show. Oh, awesome. You're a natural at this.
Well, thank you.
I was kind of waiting for Kevin, right? I didn't want to get an arm wrestle with him. I'll let him pave the way. But you're doing great. Yeah, that sounds like you were reciting your own autobiography there.
Oh, wow. It was just so beautiful. Like, I heard it and I'm like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I've been going through. And I'm sure many other women, and not even just women, it can be the man. You know, it's mm-hmm. for all of us, you know?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Now, you were saying earlier in your show about, I wrote a few things down here that I wanted to talk about with you, if you don't mind.
Sure. We got a couple minutes. A couple minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make her quick as possible. So one was about you saying that, let me see, you had a quote here, nobody told me I had a learning disability until they did, you know. It's not wild, right? The system is so poisoned. And, you know, I think just about everyone can relate with this, but, theory is one thing, but practical is where you really learn and where it really hits home and really stays in your bones and you remember it and how to do it and so on. Someone had told me quite a while ago that talent is not taught in a classroom. It's something that's passed on. And so you're absolutely right. And recall me telling you about I get information in dreams. Well, when I do, Lauren, it's never words or any of that. It's always like a silent film, if you will, at best. But it's just imagery and so on. And that's what sticks with you. That's, I think, that's why when we're kids, picture books mean more to us than words. You know, words, as you know, it's a Luciferian thing. Anyway, now we know. So, yeah. So, yeah, the damn system. So
exactly.
Yeah. So bad. Yeah. Yeah. What else did I write down here? Because it'll be quick. I know you're only running out of time there.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to tell people, this is your first show, so I want to let them know that they can't see you. So I'm letting them know you're absolutely stunning. But the most beauty, of course, is in your spirit. So I want to let them all know that, too. And I'm sure they can hear that and feel that now. So absolutely great show. Congratulations. I can't wait for you, for the next show, which is in 2 weeks, right?
That's right. Oh, thank you, John. Okay. This is awesome. So sweet.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
So you're welcome. Well, I can't wait to call back in. And just great show, sister. Beautiful job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother John. I love you.
Okay. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. Just amazing. Oh, the harmonics. Kevin and John have amazing harmonics. So does Don and Q, of course. So now how I gauge dating is the harmonics. I'm going to feel into it. that was beautiful. Thank you all so much. You've just, I was nervous. I was really nervous. I'm like, all right, here we go. You bought the ticket. Now you're going to take the ride. So, whoo, but y'all have made it. So, just made it really just fun. And I'm just surrounded by family and by love. So I believe I will, let's see here. I think we're about ready for the next show. I think we're about ready for the PRQ show. We got 2 minutes. Okay. I'm getting my sea legs here with the radio. Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear PRQ. I love the callers that call in. Aloha. I love you. I love you. Oh my goodness. I love it when you call. I love all the callers. It's so much fun listening to all the callers and everything that you share. It spins me up. And everybody, we're all learning from each other. So I encourage you, if you are nervous about calling in and looking like an idiot, don't worry. You're not going to. You're with family. We're all on this journey together. We love you. We support you. And it's going to help somebody. So, okay, let's get ready for PRQ. Grab your, whatever beverage of choice is, water, coffee, tea, whatever you want, glass of red wine. Mermaid said that was all right. Getting your comfies. Y'all know I wore heels and did my hair and makeup and got dressed for this show. Absolutely. We're going to do it. So I'm going to take these heels off and, get ready for PRQ. So I will see y'all on the show. And thank you so much for being here. I love you all.